Good morning, tangerines. Welcome to another episode of Sunday Morning Tangents with a couple of tangerines. Gents. The one who said tangerines instead of tangents is Danny. Danny, how
Jason,
are you doing?
Yeah. Good. I just realized something right now. We need to either do this a little bit later, because we actually do this on Sunday morning, like our name says. So
Sunday Morning Tangents.
Yeah. I think, does nobody wake up early on Sundays?
It's 8:55. I don't, that's not early. What's early for you, Danny? What would be like the time where you're like, oh my God, I woke up way too early today?
5 a.m.
That's a good one. I was going to say 5 a.m. too. If I'm awake at 5 a.m., I'm like, no, that's too early, dog. Yeah, that's too early for me.
No. And I wonder, there are ancestors used to wake up early. I'm talking about, like, you know, the, you know, 10,000 years ago.
Okay.
I'm talking about the caimans, you know. Did they used to wake up early?
Probably.
I guess they did, because they have to use much as light as they can use.
Exactly. Yeah. They didn't have light, flashlights and things like that. They had to get out there, hunt in the early mornings. Or early mornings, that's when the animals are out. Because it's still cool.
That is true.
It's cool. It's cool.
That's true. Those saber tooth, you know? You gotta go get the saber tooth.
Saber tooth tiger. What time did you wake up this morning?
8 something.
Hmm.
No. I woke up. So this is the thing with me right now, Jason. I've been drinking a lot of water, so my body will try to.
It's a wonderland.
It is a wonderland, actually. There's a bunch of bumps and rides. My water. Hold up.
Gather yourself.
My body, when I drink a lot of water at night, it makes me want to go to the bathroom twice a night, or it makes me want to go to the bathroom twice.
Wow, you're getting
old. So it's been sucky, because I've been waking up like around 5 something, and I'm like, oh shit, I had to go to the bathroom. And then I wake up around 7. I'm like, oh shit, I need to go to the bathroom again. Sucks, Jason.
I'm kind of in the same boat. I make it a habit to drink a good amount of water. About a whole, what is that, 16 ounces, 17 ounces of water before I go to sleep. So while I'm laying in bed, I try to make it a thing. So I wake up almost every night, like at 2 in the morning. And I was like, all right, I'll go pee. Sometimes I hold it. I'm like, it's fine. I'm not that old where I can't hold it. But it's just once, so I know the struggle. And then I wake up like at 6:30. Then I'm just awake. This morning I woke up at 6:30, put on the women's basketball final for the gold medal.
Who won?
US won. US won. They beat France, just like the men's final.
Damn.
But the French, this one was a little closer. It was just as close, but they were in there. I thought the US was gonna choke it, but they didn't. So I was up early this morning. I guess I was up on my usual time. I like waking up early though, Danny. You get the rest of the day ahead of you.
It feels great, but then again,
shout out to the chat. I'm so sorry, Danny. We just got a few people in here. We got more people than I was assuming. 3. But that's more than I was expecting. So shout out to you guys. Who's in here? Sorry, Danny. What were you saying?
No, I just went, because you said, like, we got more people here. Dude, nobody gave us a like. Just put a like. I like this.
You know who usually does is Adrian. It's when I usually see the hearts going. Adrian or maybe I think Denise sometimes too. Oh, they left.
Okay. All right. That was what's good enough, I guess.
Busted, yeah. What were you saying, Danny?
I don't know, Jason. Like, right now, I'm still waking up.
Okay. Well, I want to start off today. By the way, I'm Jason. This is Sunday Morning Tangents. Don't forget to catch us on youtube.com/@SundayMorningTangentsLive. Some Sundays, some Saturdays, in the morning. Most of the time before 9 a.m. or around 9 a.m.
It's been Sundays.
It's been Sundays, though.
It's been working out.
I think it has.
Yeah.
I think it has. It's Sunday morning. And let me remind everybody why we call it Sunday Morning Tangents. It's because there's nothing like a good Sunday morning cafecito. In this case, Danny's drinking some ice cold water. But
I need some water.
That's okay. You need to stay hydrated and make sure your body's staying cool. Everyone just left. It's like they got here, they got bored and left.
Now fuck me.
Whatever.
Let's talk shit about them.
Well, I don't know what it was. You know what? That's what I'm gearing towards. Catch us on anywhere you listen to podcasts. Sunday Morning Tangents. We've heard. We've received some feedback about this podcast. About our rankings, specifically. There's been a uproar in just about every ranking that we've done before. Salsa Verde Bullshit, which I was meant to actually look up where we put it last, and then I completely forgot throughout the week. But I wanted to see so I could get a reminder.
Yeah.
Producer, please let me know. And more recently, we ranked some sauces slash condiments. And again,
by the way, we got feedback that the pickles are not a condiment.
We didn't rank pickles.
I know we didn't rank pickles.
We ranked relish,
which
is a condiment.
Which is a condiment. Which is a condiment.
Just it's approved by the U.S. Embassy that it is a condiment. So
people were yelling at us. So
not only that, we received feedback that it was unfair to make Tostitos salsa the representative for homemade salsas for tacos and other type of Latino salsas, saying that it's unfair because we should have done the other condiments as homemade. And to which I reply, you can't make homemade ketchup, and if you do, it's not going to be the same. I guess you can do homemade any of those other sauces, but nobody does that ever. Ranch is probably the one of few exceptions. So I don't apologize, Danny. I am not going to change anything we do with. We talked about this before we got on. We're not going to change. If you want to make your own rankings, make your damn own podcast. Okay?
This is true, guys. I never seen Jason this mad. I never seen Jason this mad.
My stupid diffuser took me out of it. Make your own damn podcast. We're going to keep doing what we do. We make the rankings. We make our own rules. We don't put our rules anywhere. We could do whatever we want. That's the luxury of having our own podcast. So if you want to... So I'm sorry for cutting you off, Danny. Denise is in the chat rolling her eyes. I'm sorry, Denise. How about you and Diana go make your own podcast?
I know what it can be called. Saturdays in the afternoon.
Unsubsidized. She meant unsubscribed. I think she retracted that message. I got you before. Sorry, Denise, didn't mean to put you on blast like that. Yeah, you guys can make Saturday Night Live or something. Oh, that's been taken. And Saturday Night Live is taken, Danny.
Yeah, that's been taken.
That would have been a good one, though. Anyway, you two can make your own. If you guys want to make your own rankings, great. If you guys want to make your own podcast just talking shit on the two of us, great. I would love to hear that. Anyone else out there talking shit? What are you
going to do? Come on me.
Yeah.
Come at us. Come at us.
Come on us.
Come on us.
I'm not worried. I don't know what the next ranking is going to be, but I hope we see you there. And I hope, Danny, I hope we see them in the live chat. Because I always say, if you're in the live chat, and I'm sorry for cutting you off again, Danny.
No, go ahead.
I always say, I want to see you in the live chat. I want to see this. I want to talk to you, y'all. And maybe you'll be able to shift our mindset. I'm a fallible person. It should have been store-bought salsa. Maybe nobody brought it up while we were in chat, Danny, and I discussed it. And maybe, you know what? I hate to victim blame here, Danny, but maybe it's their fault.
Jason, if they don't want to wake up early and play with us,
they can't talk.
Yeah, they can't.
Get on early. Come join us. Fight with us in chat live. And then maybe you could shift my, our mindset. Yeah. Just like Danny shifts mine, I shift his. It's a debate, you know?
Yeah.
We're going back and forth.
Come on us.
Come on us. If you want to see some change, as they say, be the change you want to see. What do they say?
Something that's like not that. Exactly. Those are the words.
Thank you, Danny.
Those are the words.
So, yes, I hear everyone. And yes, I will consider it next time we do our rankings. But I will not change what we do. Danny will not change what we do. You even asked. I asked.
You even asked. Hey, send me in the chat. Help us decide this condiment.
We look for tiebreakers. Denise and Diana have been a tiebreaker before. I think Adrian was a tiebreaker once. We look for this. If you would have been like, hey, it's not fair in the live chat. It's not fair to make Tostito salsa, homemade Mexican salsa. Okay. We hear you.
We even said it. It's just the picture.
So I just want to... This is just a quick little update on that. And I don't know, Danny. You got? Do you have anything to say to them?
No, it just sounds like we'd like the Joe Rogan report.
Is this what this sounds like?
Yeah, I think so. Jason, I'm still waking up. Right now, I'm saying nonsense stuff, and I'm agree with you right now.
Why are you still waking up?
I don't know. My brain is still, you know. But unsubscribe, look, Denny said. People were asking. Please,
don't leave us. We need you. you're here every week. I'm sorry.
You start begging people. I'm sorry. Hey, look, Jason, it's fine. Let them be, you know. That's the whole point of this ranking, you know. It's to piss people off, because our gustos is not their gustos, our likes is not their likes. So, and also for somebody who said the pickles were, did we say pickles were in the condiment?
No, we said relish. No.
We said relish, which is a pickles, but they're added stuff in it. So, Christian. I mean,
it was Christian. This fucking guy. He's the one that came on and at the very beginning said something and left. You got nothing to say over here, Christian. Don't even get me started with you, dude. Don't even get me started. Man, we really lost all of our viewers.
Everybody left. It's okay, Jason. It's okay. Like I said, we can... Next time we can post it that we're doing a podcast later on of the day. Maybe then they'll join. Maybe like a Saturday afternoon. Wait, Saturday night? Do people are home Saturday nights? Or Sunday nights? Sunday nights for sure. People are home Sunday nights.
This is what we'll do, Danny. Next time we do a ranking, we're going to post it on social media. And we're going to say... We're going to post it before we go live, right? The day before, the night, the 2 days before. We're going to say... Live, we're going to rank something, blah blah blah, rank and tier something, blah blah blah. Have issues with the previous ones, come in and voice your opinion. You and I are nothing if not just human beings.
Oh, Jason,
we are the most fair people. We're the most fair people who have ever made podcasts. Do you agree?
We try to be, yes.
No, we are.
Okay,
Nobody is more fair than you and I. We will hear you guys, we will talk to you guys, and we will understand everyone's opinions, and we will try to accommodate as much as we can. Are you guys completely wrong about these condiment and tier-making rankings? Yes, and that's me being fair to you all, letting you know, bluntly, that you guys are being, you know, kind of wrong.
Jason, we had gotten drunk in this podcast. We had throw up.
You.
For them, Jason. You? What do you mean you?
You, us. I didn't.
Did you throw up last night?
No.
I thought you did.
No, I haven't. You did. No, I haven't thrown up from... No, it's been a long time that I threw up.
You
have to. No.
Whatever. Anyways, we had gotten ourselves abbreviated for our listeners.
Inebriated? I see what you're doing.
Is it inebriated?
Mm-hmm.
I've been calling it wrong all this time.
That's okay.
But anyways, you know, it's just, you know, hopefully they take some respect from that.
So I hope you stick around, and I hope you get to see us change with your help, viewers and listeners. If you're a listener, just tune in every now and then. Danny, I saw you. You say hi. I said hi. You didn't say anything back, and that's okay. That's okay. Because we are fair and just.
That sounds like a poem, to be honest. Sounds like a poem for some reason. You should do our own poems, Jason.
It's a great idea. That's such a good idea. I love it.
We should do like a poem night.
Let's co-write. Oh, I see. Let's do some slam poetry.
Oh, I'm down like a sweet potato bound. That didn't make any sense, but life is just unfair.
Yeah. Oh, wow. You're pretty good at that.
Thanks, Jason. I practice every night.
Do you?
I in my mind.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you everybody for tuning into that little section on our message. We're down to zero concurrent viewers, and that's okay. Yeah. Maybe I was too harsh on them, Danny.
Jason,
I'm
remember,
so
this
annoyed.
is a podcast. This is a podcast. So people listen to this later on.
I know,
Keep
but
that
like,
in mind.
there's no one here now. Was I too mean?
No, you're fine.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
You're fair and justice, remember? Fair and
Just.
just, yeah, there we go.
Okay, cool. Lost my train of thought here, Danny. Let's
Look,
transition
Jason,
out of
look.
here.
Yeah, let's just talk about how you know, we should have a meme hour because let me tell you, I've been laughing a lot on the memes, especially on the Olympics. The breakdancing one what got me the laughing the most,
Breaking.
man. Is it
Breaking.
breaking?
Breaking, yeah.
It's oh breaking
Breaking.
with the Australia competitor.
The 36-year-old ray gun. Danny, I was looking forward to breaking since the start of the Olympics
I didn't know, even know that was gonna be a whole
event.
competition.
Yes.
Yeah, a
It
whole
was
event. So
the first time ever, and possibly the last time. Not because of ray gun, not because of ray gun, but that was just like the way it was set up. Shout out to ray gun, but I'm a little disappointed, Danny, because unfortunately, as soon as I saw her first dance, well, no, the second time I saw her break, I was like, oh no, this is going to get memed, and this is going to get viral, and this is going to be the takeaway of the breaking event. And Danny, I hate to be the dam I hate to I'm just going to damper on this a little bit, all right, just a little bit,
Yeah.
because it's messed up to the rest of the competitors who were outstanding.
Yeah.
The women were amazing. Shout out to Ami, who won the gold medal. It's my crush.
Japan?
Yeah.
Jason, Diana's might be listening. Don't
She
be
knows.
listening.
She knows I have a crush on her now.
Okay,
She
all
was
right.
so cool, and she was great. She won the gold. Other than the Canadian won the men's final.
Oh, that was a good one too.
They
Yes.
and the men were awesome as well. Like
Yeah.
everyone was so good.
But got overshadowed them a
By
little bit.
Ray Gun. Rightfully so. No, not the overshadow, but rightfully so, she is viral and meme now. Because wow, that was, I don't know what happened. I don't I Doug was explaining a little bit of how she got there, and it was like a dancing competition that she won, but I just don't,
How?
I don't know. It's,
Bribing?
I have no idea how
Well,
she got there.
the Australia didn't have any break dancers.
Well, the thing is, I don't know for sure. They might have to send a representative from each continent. I don't know if that's a fact.
Damn.
Because I know she won a competition in Oceania, and usually Australia is they put them into the Oceania competitions. Like if there's the FIFA Oceania tournament, Australia is part of that.
Yeah.
So I don't know if she was representing Australia slash Oceania. Am I pronouncing it right?
Still.
That sounds right. I don't know. It's hard to believe that there's no better break dancer in that neck of the woods.
No, it just looks like they're just like she has a PhD from apparently. from dan was it culture dancing or something like that?
Really?
I didn't know that. Yeah, she has a PhD, so yeah.
I couldn't tell, and I still can't tell if she did this ironically and just it was just a joke to her the whole time.
She was a joke. Damn, she made like the biggest joke ever.
It
You
was
know, it takes guts. It takes guts, man.
she went up against logistics, the 20, I think she was 21-year-old American, Filipino American, and logistics is like what was just great. She was doing down. She was getting down. And then I don't know if you saw any of it, Danny, but the
I saw this
yeah.
stuff. I saw it. Yeah.
So I was excited. So I was watching it live, and it was 1v1s. Different rounds or different yeah
Yeah.
rounds and then they'd go take turns and then it was 2 rounds in the qualifier, so it was ray gun then logistics and then ray gun logistics, and it was fun, it was entertaining, but they'd go back and forth and you just see the immediate difference, because usually like in gymnastics for example they're going one by one, they're not really
Yeah.
going 1v1, so watching them go really back and forth like that, I was like, oh no, like this poor lady, what is she doing? She looks so white. It was pretty bad. Oh, Reagan.
They said, well, okay, what would be a meme that you think you'll become? You know, I mean,
Me?
yeah, what would be a part of your life you think, oh my God, if I did that, I'll become a meme?
This podcast, I think.
Yelling at the people.
Yelling at the fans, yelling at the fans.
I was
That's
thinking
the
of that,
meme.
Jason.
It's gonna be like
I was.
podcaster with 10 viewers loses all 10 by screaming at them.
Hey,
Something like that.
that's pretty good one, actually, I'm not gonna lie.
Isn't
But
it?
I just think of this because, you know, there's so many memes now, and like I'm pretty sure everybody in like every person can become a meme if they do something, and then it gets recorded at the right time.
For a long time, they've said everybody gets at least 15 minutes of fame.
Oh, okay.
Do you think you've hit that? Do you think you've had your 15 minutes of fame? Like the Hawk Tua girl, she's gone. Like she had her 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah, but she's still doing a lot of stuff.
But her
She's
15
going
minutes are
out.
gone.
Yeah, they're gone, but she's doing like podcasts. She's doing everybody's podcast right now. I mean, and she said it. You know, I'm gonna,
Maybe we
you
should
know,
reach
take
out.
advantage of it. To
Maybe we should
who?
talk to her.
Oh, have her in the podcast?
Yes, reach out to Hawk Tua girl. Get on the
You know what?
podcast. Yeah.
You yeah. To be honest, this would be inappropriate, but maybe she can show us how to hawk Tua.
Might
Let's
be
have some type
inappropriate.
of prop.
No, maybe we don't go down that route. We
Okay.
have nephews and nieces who.
What else can we talk about?
She's a person. We could
Yeah,
ask her
you're right.
about her
You're
life.
right.
We could ask her what she did. I know she donated a lot of dog food
She did it.
to
Yeah.
somewhere. We could ask her where that her inspiration behind that and things like that. Danny, you don't have to go straight to the Hawk Tua. Come on.
You know, also, she could. Why you look at me like that? She could teach us about the accent. She has a cool accent. I always like the southern accent.
You do.
Hell yeah.
I won't give my opinion on that.
Hold on, Jason. Let me try. Hey, sugar? No, that's a. No.
One more time.
Hey, sugar? You want some lemonade with that? No, Jason, no. I'm sorry. I apologize. That I need to. The reason why I can't just do an accent like that. I had to research.
The thing is, this isn't, you're not even trying to be funny.
No.
This is you actually trying to do
Yeah,
a
yeah,
southern
yeah,
accent.
yeah,
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah. Whew.
Because Southern accent is different than like Texas accent, you know?
Well, each state has
Oh.
a different like a twang. Like each one is different. Like some of them you gotta draw it out.
Oh.
Some, oh yeah.
No, keep going, because I just found a video how to speak like a southern accent, American English, and it's a 10-minute video.
It's a long video. Some of them, like, I like, you know which one I do like? I like the Georgia accent.
Well, what is that?
I can't do it.
Just try it. I
Okay.
tried it.
Hey, sugar.
See? Wait, why are we going like a girl, though?
Well, I'll tell you why my brain went there. I actually don't know if she's. I can't remember, but my brain went straight to. And I don't remember. I know the movie's based in New Orleans, but I think. Shit, I think that's wrong. But I'm gonna say it anyway. In Princess and the Frog, Princess Tiana's friend, I think is from Georgia, and she talks like that.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Tiana.
Oh,
I can't
hey,
do it.
okay.
I can't. No, don't say
No,
okay like it's good, Danny. Don't say
Jason,
okay like it's
Jason, Jason,
good.
you said it good. You said it pretty good right now. Hey,
Anyway.
sugar. Hey, y'all. Hold up. I need to find my. Hey, y'all. Y'all from around here? Y'all from around here?
You're getting better. You're getting
If you're
better.
from around here, you better step out of my lawn. This is no country for your colors. They're aliens, by the way. Like aliens from space. Your grace.
Oh. I thought you meant like the other type of aliens.
Yeah, no,
You
no,
know,
not
the
this
ones,
one.
the illegals.
Oh, yeah, no.
Not them.
No. Yo, not from right here. You better step out of my lawn. See right there? That's Georgie's spot right there. All right. Don't be coming over here.
It's getting better.
I told you. I did some research.
It's very interesting. It's very interesting. Because
What's it? What's interesting, Jason?
because you have your normal accent, which has a little bit of, you know, there you got a little bit of your
The
accent.
accent already? Yeah.
And then it's like your accent mixed with the southern accent. It's interesting. You have a very I like it. I like it. I like
Yeah.
it. Continue. Continue with that one. I'm not gonna read that out loud. How do you ban people? How do you? Okay. Let's transition. Let's do another transition out of here, Danny. I don't know what. Everything keeps throwing me off today. I feel like I'm just waking up.
We should we That's the whole point of this podcast. No, that's a different one.
That's a
That's a different
good.
one.
That's a radio voice right there. I like
Yeah,
it.
oh, Jason.
That's
Let's
radio.
transition to another podcast, all right? This is Jason right here now. We are talking about aliens and how he hates aliens, apparently. This is coming from our listener right here. And Jason, do you confirm or deny that you actually hate aliens? And what kind of aliens do you hate?
I can neither. Okay, yes. No, wait. Okay, I don't hate aliens. I don't believe in aliens. And let me tell you why, Danny. Well, aliens don't exist because the Earth is flat. So it wouldn't make sense that we wouldn't see aliens hovering above us. Because everything's
Oh.
flat, we could see across the plane, right? So if you look under as well, under, because if the Earth is flat, you could see the other side, the, you know, like a piece of paper, you could just fold it over, right? Or pull it over, or turn it over, sorry, and you could see the other side. Maybe they're under us, maybe, but then there's, you know, the other side of Earth on the bottom side, and they haven't told us that there are aliens down there, Danny. So how does it make sense? Like, so you talking confirmed Jason J hates aliens. I don't hate aliens. I just don't believe in them. What if the alien are hiding under the flat Earth? I might be a little slow on. Yeah, Elite 503. There are Earthers on the other side of the flat Earth. Again, like, let me get a piece of paper.
Yeah, yeah. Show us the demonstration right now, Jay.
Earth, flat, right? We're on this top side because...
This is going to be really hard for some of the listeners right here. Jason just got a piece of paper, and he's going to show us how the flat Earth is supposed to work. It works. So my bad.
This is flat Earth, right? We live on the top because we're Americans. We're tops. The bottom, that's like, I don't know, whatever bottoms. Canadians, maybe. I don't make the rules. So we are up
Mexico.
Here. Okay. We could see everything above us, all across the plain. We rely that Mexico tells us the truth. I know people who have been to Mexico or Canada, and they don't talk about aliens. How could we not see the aliens if we see across the plains?
Jason, this makes perfect sense to me. All right, this makes perfect sense to me. I had no other questions, to be honest.
Good.
I really don't have any questions. I do have one though.
Okay.
Where does the water go?
Which water?
If it's a flat Earth, the oceans.
The ocean water.
Yeah.
It's a good question. It's a good question. So let me just draw something. Let me draw America real quick. This is the Atlantic.
The only one that matters, right?
Hey, yo, you said it, pal. Okay. America, Atlantic Ocean right here.
Okay. This ignore the Pacific, right?
Just for this case. What do you mean, where does it go? It's right there. What are you talking about? It's right there.
Okay, so it doesn't go anywhere. It's just there.
Where would it go?
It's like a big pool.
Yeah, where would it go? It's like a big pool, exactly.
Okay, all right. Jason, that's all I had to ask.
It connects, Danny. Like, the whole top connects. So how does it... You know, I see. You're asking because you're saying there's an end to Earth.
Yes.
That's land, stupid. Both sides is land. Danny has not seen Asgard from Thor, so he doesn't know, but the water just runs off the edge. He's wrong, too. He's talking about fictional land. Fictional land of Asgard. Greek mythology. You saw what Greek mythology did to the Olympics, so don't even bring that up today.
Let me tell you about that, the Olympics. They messed it up. Hey, but they, you know, they say sorry.
Hey, Tom Cruise is supposed to do his closing ceremony today at 12 p.m.
Whoa, wait. Pacific Standard Time. The Olympics are done?
Yes. Actually, the women's basketball was the last event.
Oh.
That's the last event. So we got the closing ceremony, and supposedly, Danny, he's supposed to do something really exciting, landing in L.A., at the Hollywood sign. Because LA is the next destination for the Olympics 2028. It's not as bad as the Australian breakdance. Sorry, I couldn't see the last word. She was great. No, shout out to Reagan.
We got a lot of memes from this Olympics. And just to say a few, Jason, Guatemala got a gold medal. Trap shooting.
That's right. She was shooting in the trap. Just how Nicki Minaj bees in the trap. The shooter was shoots in the trap. Right?
That's what we're talking about. I think so. Look, Jason, I'm still thinking of flat Earth, thing. You know, I always thought the world was round.
That's stupid.
You know, but hey. Who am I to judge over here,
Yeah, exactly. That's a great point. You're nobody. In this regard.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. It's kind of weird how people believe that, but whatever. I guess that's what I'm here podcasting to inform and give correct information.
This was a parody of Jason and I of Sunday Morning Tangents.
Parody. Have you met anybody that's a flat earther, Danny?
No, but I can't wait that it happens because if I were to meet somebody and they were to tell me the earth was flat, I'll be like, okay, what about those mountains? Is that flat mountain?
No.
Stupid.
We're not living in Kentucky or Kansas where everything is flat. The earth is flat. I don't know how this isn't connecting in your brain.
It's not. It's not. To be honest, it's not. Okay? Because that flat earth movement, that's just a stupid ass stupid. I said it.
Wow.
Wasn't it some Greek? It's like a pancake. Okay.
Pancake sounds so good right now.
Jason, I was gonna say the same thing, man. Pancake sounds pretty good right now.
Trader Joe's, I don't know if they still have it, but they had a ube mochi pancake.
I haven't tried it.
So good. So good, Dan.
Jason, what kind of syrup do you use, Jason, on pancakes?
Regular syrup?
No, but you know how they have the maple syrup, like the,
I
syrup,
truthfully, I don't
or
always
the
have
fake
maple
syrup.
syrup. I don't really have you know what, should we get the that log cabin one from Costco?
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about.
But yeah, I'm also not a big, I like syrup, Danny. And the problem is I really like syrup. So I
What's the
try
problem?
not to drench. Like I'm very cognizant of how much syrup I put on my pancakes, because it's a lot of sugar, Danny. It's a lot. I gotta, like, I keep saying it. You need to go talk to Danny in America terms. The earth is like a burger, pay Eddie. There you go, Danny. And what do burger patties have? Ridges.
The earth is like a burger patty.
Pay Eddie. Earth is
Oh,
like a
but
burger.
I know what you mean, Jason. The syrup you talk about, you don't like to put too much because you can put too much.
Yeah, and you know what? I feel the same way about salads and dressings on salads. I don't like my lettuce wet with dressing. I don't like that. I don't like that. And like, I need to have a nice, drier, crisp, salad. I feel like I'm definitely not gonna be in the majority. I'm gonna be in the minority within that, because I know people like
No.
dressings. But yeah, I don't know. If you overdress my salads, I'm not gonna like it.
No,
I'm
that's
not
too
gonna like it.
much.
Yeah.
No, that's too much.
There's not enough syrup. I want to say that. If you overdrench my pancakes with syrup, I'm not gonna be mad at you. If I go order it somewhere and they put on the syrup, because you know some places, like, they do it for decoration. And if it's too much, I'm not gonna be mad at you. But if it was me putting it on, I would go like a little smaller quantity.
You know what syrup I told Denise she loves? The original syrup, like the traditional maple syrup, straight from the trees.
Big words.
I still like the Aunt Jemima syrup, which I don't know what's it called now. The fake syrup. There's something there.
Crack, you mean?
Maybe. There's something there, with the fake syrup.
What do you mean there's something there?
I don't know. It's just the taste of it. It just reminds me of when I was a kid.
What's your favorite type of pancake?
Ooh, what do you mean? Buttermilk?
Well, like, do you sugar? Danny says sugar. That's true. I am addicted to sugar. This time at work, I have a few coworkers who are addicted to smoking cigarettes, and they're like, "Oh, Jason, you don't smoke?" And I'm like, "No, I never smoked a cigarette actually a day in my life. Don't care to, don't want to." And they're like, "Oh, do you drink?" And I was like, "An occasion. It's rare. I'm not like somebody who craves it or wants to do it much. Sometimes I just want to party a little bit." And they're like, "Oh, wow!" Like
You can
it
party,
was.
Jason. You can
I
party.
don't know.
You can party.
Partying. And then I was like, I'm just not much of like a, I don't really have an addictive personality. I don't really get super hooked on things except for sugar. Sugar is definitely my vice. Sugar is what I'm addicted to, and it took me a long time, Danny. So applaud me and please give me some affirmation for admitting to my addiction of sugar and hot fries, but I'm better about that. I'm better about that.
I think the half fries, the reason why you stop is because actually the consequences of eating too many hot fries is quicker than sugar.
Yeah, no, that's true.
So
that's true.
Yeah,
hot fries and sugar will be the death of me one day.
You know, God damn it, damn! It's just so many snacks now. There have it's just so many good snacks now.
I love snacking, Danny.
Jason, there's so many now.
I'm such a snacky slut.
You are a snacky slut. You showed me some of the things that I didn't know you can do with snacks. This is one of the things we should do. Diabetes. Okay, yeah. No, this is the thing we should do, Jason. What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
No, but you did. Okay. I think we might have to do a podcast over the many things.
Do you remember before we started recording and we were in Oregon and we went to go get some donuts?
Oh, yes.
And we recorded. I wonder what happened to that. We recorded our reaction to trying all the donuts.
And it was vegan donuts.
Yeah, they were vegan.
They were like, they were vegan donuts. They were vegan donuts. And I remember, we tried a bunch of them. I forgot which one was the good one.
I forgot any of the flavors that we got. This was a few years ago.
I forgot.
Yeah. Fun. Anyways, sugar.
Well, guys.
I'm addicted to sugar. And I don't actually, now that you questioned it, Denise, I don't remember if somebody actually recorded it. I feel like Diana was recording some of it, but I could be wrong.
I don't remember.
I could be wrong. I don't know. I don't remember either.
I don't remember.
Good donuts. I missed the donuts. Put a slap on the face. Don't do that to yourself, Denise. You went gray. Went gray. Danny is grayed out. Denise recorded. I don't think it was Denise. Danny's grayed out. Apologize for that.
Can you hear me? Difference.
Yes, I hear you loud and clear.
I don't know what's going on, Jason. Okay. I think it just stopped.
That's okay.
My thing just stopped.
Okay. Figure it out, Danny. Come on. We're professionals here. Oh, he's gone. And he's back.
No.
Danny's gone. Rip his black screen.
Now. Oh. Wow, what happened? I think the aliens got me.
Yeah, I do love me a good snack, though. It's probably not great, but I don't eat enough popcorn.
There's just so many, Jason. There's just so many now. It's like there's a lot of different snacks now that you're like, oh, that's a good idea.
Nobody snacks like America, man.
No.
Nobody snacks like us.
Mexico.
That's true. They...
Okay.
You know what I don't think we've done, Danny, which might be the next one, is ranking and tiering sodas.
You don't drink that many sodas.
But I did when I was a kid. So I know.
There's a lot more now, Jason. There's a lot more.
But I know what I do and don't like. Like, this is going to be very controversial, and I know I'm in the minority on this, but Pepsi over Coca-Cola.
No, this is where you'll be wrong. This is exactly where you'll be wrong.
And I know this, but the thing with Coke is when you drink it, it makes my teeth feel weird. Mm-hmm. And that's really what I don't like about it. It makes my teeth feel real weird and dirty. And Pepsi is also a lot sweeter. And as we just discussed, like, I have a sugar problem. So I definitely unsubscribe. Denise, hold on. I'm going to get
you sugar. Look, you guys saying so many wrong things. Even I didn't say mine.
You guys right now are criticizing me for my sugar addiction. That's not cool. Like, if somebody's addicted to crack, I'm not going to be like, obviously, I'd be like, you shouldn't be addicted to crack. Like, let's get some help for you. Right now, you guys are really, 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 really making me feel terrible about this. And I don't appreciate that. You guys should be a little more consoling over this.
No, we're not concerned, to be honest, Jason. I'm not concerned. But what Christian said is pretty good, though.
Mixing Coke in a plastic bag with straw, better than any other soda. Sorry, man, but plastic bag and a straw. So, number one, he doesn't care about Earth. Number two, he doesn't care about the turtles. You know how many turtles die from plastic straws? Do you?
Why?
Because I don't know. But
they're dumb about it. Why do they keep eating the straws?
How could you say that? Don't say that. You know, turtles, Danny, are one of my favorite animals.
I didn't know about that, Jason. Is that little dick? Oh, sorry. That's a little turtle. Just for the side view. I was just like...
And here's one that Denise would like.
Hey, that's a little bear.
It's a penguin.
Oh, it's a penguin. Oh, it's a penguin with a little hat.
Anyways.
No, Jason. No, look. Look, Jason. The thing with you and sodas is that you don't drink. You haven't drank your sodas. Just some.
That's not true. I had a 7-Up yesterday.
Oh, my God. Oh. Oh, my back. Oh, my back.
I partake every now and then.
Okay, you know what soda I've been... I took my craving off because I've been craving it for so long. Buffalo Wild Wings. They have a special Mountain Dew, which is the Mountain Dew Legend. Mountain Dew Legend, which is blackberry lime.
That sounds okay. You know,
it is okay. Yeah.
You know an S tier, Danny, that I don't hear enough about in the soda community?
What?
Pepsi? Hold on.
Cherry.
Nitro Pepsi.
I have tried it before.
Is it nitro? I hesitated because I don't.
It is nitro.
No, okay.
Isn't it? Yeah. Because nitro is the foam, the extra, you know, air.
It is so smooth. It's so smooth. Actually, nitro anything, nitro cold brew, nitro beer, nitro soda. When they use that stuff, it's better than the whatever they usually use, carbon dioxide or carbon CO2, whatever.
They do beers now, so
that's what I'm saying. I've tried the nitro beers; those are way better than normal beer. Mm. Normal beer is trash, good. Though. Hey, maybe we should tier some beer.
Okay, Jason.
That's right. Jason. That's where that's where I will say no. I do not belong in this conversation.
Yeah, because you're gonna put Ultra as number one. I actually was drinking Ultra yesterday, and it was pretty good.
Stella Artois is the only beer I've ever. That's not true, because now that we had some beer in Korea, that just tastes better. It just feels better. I don't know if it's because of like vacation mode or whatever, but Stella Artois, though, S tier. No. Okay. I'm sorry. All right. Okay, I'm sorry, not sorry.
This is why people get mad, and I get it, guys. I do get it. Look at Christian.
And you know, if I'm being honest, though, I wouldn't even put Pepsi or Coke on S tier.
Then what will you put S tier?
Maybe Pepsi Nitro. The thing is, Danny, we talked about this in tier. You're too generous with the S's. You're way too generous. Yes, you.
No, I'm not generous.
You want to put everything in the S tier.
No.
S tier needs to be saved for like. It's on.
We didn't put S tier. All the S tiers that we, you know,
that's because I have to stop you. S-tier. I always have to stop you because you're always like.
Look, lately we've been on a Dr. Pepper. And Dr. Pepper is becoming like a really good soda for us. We don't drink it all the time, but when we want to drink a soda, we choose Dr. Pepper, Jason.
It's been a while that I tried Dr. Pepper.
Go back.
The thing is, you have to stay away from the dark sodas, Danny. Everyone knows this. Those are the ones with the higher level of high fructose corn syrup. Do you know what high fructose corn syrup does to your stomach?
Yeah, it makes little holes.
No, that's just soda, I think. I think the high fructose corn syrup like starts to add up and then it jumbles up. The reason it gets you fat is because it's hard to fully digest and break down in your body. That's why you shouldn't be eating anything or drinking anything with high fructose corn syrup.
But let me tell you this, isn't it good? Dr. Pepper is really good, Jason.
I like that. You know, I used to be a fan of root beer. When I was younger, I liked root beer. My favorite type of soda used to be cream soda.
Oh, Jason. Oh.
You don't like cream soda? It's like it's vanilla flavored soda. I
can't. See, this is the thing where you like more sugar. See, that's too much sugar for me.
Mountain Dew is too much sugar.
Yeah, but Mountain Dew has a flavor like, I don't know. Like, I like Mountain Dew because, you know, it raises my high blood pressure and it just has the taste. I love the taste of Mountain Dew, except Mountain Dew Lightning. Mountain Dew Lightning sucks, by the way. That's the KFC version. That they sell is it should be good. It's Mandarin, but it's too sweet.
Baja Blast?
Baja Blast is always going to be almost S tier. I say almost, Jason. Not that S tier, I would say, because still, Mountain Dew can be too much most of the time for me.
Okay, so I found one on here, and we're not going to do this now, obviously, because we don't have nearly enough time to go over that. Like, we don't have enough time. But one of these rankings, Danny, includes Vault.
I don't think I have Vault.
Look at that. Fake.
I don't think I have Vault.
See? You coming at me, Danny? You coming at me? No. Yeah. I've tried these sodas.
Yes, I have tried this one. Oh my god, that was a long time ago. No, I did.
Regular Coke overrated. Cherry and vanilla Coke decently and adequately ranked and rated. Baja Blast, adequately rated. Orange soda, overrated.
I don't think it's overrated. I think it's just people don't like it.
People love orange soda.
I mean, that's true, but I do remember Bolt. You know what soda I used to like a lot?
Jones?
Seven Ups and RC Cola. I used to love the taste of RC Cola.
Really? Chat, where are you all at now? Where are you all at now? You're criticizing me for enjoying Pepsi more. And you're over here talking about RC, basically the Shasta.
Oh, Shasta sucks.
Exactly.
I remember Shasta used to be more popular in a small party because you could buy the Dollar Tree store.
Yeah.
Because it was a dollar and people would just buy that all the time. Shasta. Shasta everywhere.
Man, you know if you go to a party, you drink Shasta, it's not going to be lit.
No, Shasta and Little Caesars. That was the combo for kids.
Maybe that's the next one, too. Little Caesars trash. Had some Domino's last night. Had ourselves a nice night, Danny. Watched Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning. Ate some pizza.
Okay. What kind of pizza?
It was Domino's. barbecue chicken pizza.
Barbecue chicken. Yeah. Oh, that's pretty good.
Some wings, some garlic bites.
Oh, that's a good night.
It's a good night. Good night. Drink some 7-Up.
Wow.
I'm telling you, dude. It was a night.
Wow. That was a night.
It was a night.
You know what drink I used to like to drink too when I was a youngster? Sobe.
Oh,
what or Snapple. Sobe? I don't know. And Snapple. Snapple.
My parents have. Back in the day, my parents were franchise owners of a Yum Yum Donuts, and they had to take me to work with them, obviously, because you know poor Latinos trying to make a living, and I was a baby and broke a glass. The way my mom says it, she sometimes still tears up about it. That's just because she's a sensitive gal, and she says that she saw me with blood all over my hands because I broke one because the Snapple bottles used to be glass. Maybe they still are out there, but
no, not anymore.
They're plastic.
They're plastic now.
Well, I mean, it was probably to avoid things like my stupid ass breaking one and then being all bloody with Snapple shrapnel and on my hands bleeding.
Oh damn!
I've had a lot of close calls, Danny. I once drank mop water.
Say this, Jason, because I also have a lot of close calls, and I think that can be a really good, idea of close calls podcast with Jason and Danny, where we cheated death.
Yeah, they had to put my stomach. I was a kid. I was like five, I think. Yeah.
You were an idiot.
Oh no, I was. My head is full of scars.
Because me too, Jason. No, don't worry. Because I'm an idiot too. Trust me. There's so many idiot things I did when I was a kid. It's idiot things, man.
It's true to this day, huh? To this day. Like drinking soda and eating as much sugar. I guess growing up is realizing you've turned your physical close calls into more in-body close calls. And, so what I'm trying to say is I used to break things and fall on my head and things like that. Now I just eat too much sugar and kill my body slowly.
Jason, it's bad. To be honest, even if you don't want to do kind of stuff, it's so hard. It is an addiction. Sugar is an addiction.
I don't want to get rid of sugar, Danny. I got to be honest with you. Like, you know, if you go an alcoholic and you tell them, and they're like, oh, no, I could stop whenever I want. I just don't want to. I'm not even there. I'm, like, at a point where I'm like, no, I don't want to stop.
You're like, I'm fine right now. What are you talking about?
I can't stop.
Give me those chocolate bars right here. Oh, give me those Oreos, you know?
So Oreos sounds so good right now.
With a little bit of milk? That's traditional Oreos?
I don't drink regular milk.
Don't worry, I don't drink it. I can't.
You're like, those are tolerant. I feel like they need to stop shaming people for not drinking regular milk. And
just, I get the shits. Dude, you get the shits. People want me to get the shits.
They do. The thing is, people put up with it because they're like, it's regular milk. It's better. It's just such a hard disagree, Danny. I used to actually be very anti-soy oat. Not oat because it wasn't a thing then. Soy and almond milk.
You were righty.
I was, dude, because it was just so unnatural. And I remember this one time. I used to also, obviously, because I'm addicted to sugar, I used to be addicted to cereal. Like, I was a cereal boy. I mean, we all love cereal, right? We all love cereal, so nothing crazy there, but
Captain Crunch?
I needed some. Oh, there you go, man. It's breaking my language. I was addicted, so I wanted some cereal, but we didn't have regular milk. My mom was on a soy/almond milk craze, so I had to put up with the soy milk, and I was like, all right, let's do it. And we only had soy milk for about a week, and I was eating cereal like every day, if not every other day or something like that. And then we got regular milk back, and I was like, yeah, score. Ate some cereal with regular milk, and I was like, God, this is spoiled. This is rotten. And ever since then, and it wasn't. That's just what regular milk tastes like after not drinking it for like a week and just drinking soy and almond milk. It tastes so weird. And yeah, you're asking the question, where are the nipples on the almond? At the tip.
It is on the tip. You're right.
Where else would it be?
Yeah.
So, anyways, long story short, I eat cheese and like I'm not super anti-dairy or anything like that. I just can't drink regular milk anymore.
I can eat cheese too. I still get a little bit of stomachache, but it's not like right away.
Yeah, you shouldn't. Not right away. You shouldn't. There's plenty of good vegan cheese. We've come. At a great. You're at a great point.
It's not the same.
You're at a great point of Earth and 2024, where there's a lot of good, great alternatives.
No.
That will keep your stomach. I'm like burping. Excuse me. Just thinking of regular milk is just, oh God. We're at a point, Danny, there's so many good alternatives that you don't have to mess with your stomach.
Jason, let me tell you this.
You can't find vegan hot fries.
Denise, how you can prove this? I love cheese.
Oh, that's
cheese is my sugar. Like for you, sugar, cheese is that for me.
Stop calling me sugar.
Hey, sugar. No, but it is. All right. I love cheese. I love Mexican cheese. I love cotija cheese. I love, you know, blue cheese. I can eat.
What's your favorite type of cheese?
Oh, Jason, no, you can't do that to me.
Yes, I can, and I did. What's your favorite type of cheese?
It depends on the situation. It depends on what I'm eating.
I used to be a big, big Gouda guy. But the
Gouda's good.
Gouda's really good. The one that has stuck with me throughout, and it's not a phase. Pepper jack cheese
is always good. Yes.
Pepper jack cheese. I love me some pepper jack cheese. Some quesadillas with pepper jack cheese. Back in the day, Danny, when I was in high school, I took culinary arts. And we used to sell, we would like sell whatever we made in the kitchen, the students, to students, right? With the eagle's nest. And we would make quesadillas and we would use pepper jack cheese for the quesadillas. So good, Danny. So good.
That sounds pretty good. Me and Omar, we used to love quesadillas from the taco truck, and the quesadillas we used to get was quesadillas with tripa.
I haven't ate tripe even before I stopped eating tripe. I was doing that for our white listeners. Can you believe eating menudo? That's nuts, dude.
I love menudo.
I used to really like Minnow, though.
And what haven't you?
Well, because it's beef. It's cow meat, Danny.
Jason, you're an animal. Animals eat animals.
We are literally... We are not carnivores, Danny. We don't have the teeth for it. And that's all the proof you need. We were born herbivores.
Let me tell you something, Jason. The reason why we are the way we are is because of meat.
But Danny, you are
the reason why we are
a historian, Danny. This is
you should know this.
And you should know that we were born to not eat meat. That's not innately in us.
I know, Jason.
We haven't even evolved to it. And how long has it been? And we still eat the meat. Look at your teeth, Danny, in the mirror, and tell me, do yours look like a tiger's teeth?
No, let me tell you this, Jason. Hold on. We are both herbivores and also, you know, meat-vivores.
Mm-hmm.
No, look. We both to the point where we can eat both, but the reason why we both is because we were eating meat. We needed protein. There's not a lot of protein in the meats and vegetables and plants.
That's not a lot.
There is
legumes, meat, nuts, protein. Eggs, yes,
but not as much. And also now all around the world you can harvest that all at the same time, Jason.
Then answer me this, Danny. Answer me this. What's Indian cuisine mainly made out of?
Fish and chicken. I don't know if you know that.
Mm-mm-mm. How many communities are there around the world that are vegetarian for lifetimes?
No, they are fine. Indians did not start eating just vegetables and like plants all out of nowhere. They were eating meats before that. You cannot fight this. Human beings eat meat. That's all it is.
I'm going to fight this, Danny.
But didn't Jesus... What did he say?
Wait, what did she say?
But didn't Jesus multiply the fish? Why didn't he multiply the nuts then?
Oh, Denise, you're so young. Did he multiply the fish? Was that what he did?
That's one of the stories. Where he went to the river... And then people were hungry. There was thousands of his followers. And there was not enough. They told him, hey, there's not enough bread and fish for everybody. And he said, no worries. Go get the baskets. And they were full of fish and bread.
Yeah. Okay, Danny. And what did Kurt Cobain say about eating fish? It's okay to eat fish because they don't have any feelings. Is that how you feel, Danny?
Yes, I don't care when my meat. Look, Jason, I grew up in a place where I was killing.
38% of Indians are vegetarians, and Danny, that's a large percentage. Are you telling me they're not eating well? No, they've been like this for a long time.
Did they evolve to that? So the Indians evolved centuries. But did the Indians evolve literally without
Native Americans?
No, Jason. Meat, it's what drives us. Meat is what goes to war. Meat is meat.
Meat is meat. You're right. And you know what? You're not wrong, Denise. Jesus maybe multiplied fish. He turned water into wine, and he died for our sins. Why didn't he multiply the nuts? Because nuts are naturally produced. We don't need to multiply. We multiply them ourselves.
Because nobody wants them, Jason.
That's not true. Hold on, that's not true, though. You like nuts. You don't like nuts?
I do like nuts.
Okay, jokes aside. Okay, I thought you were going to... Nuts are real good.
No, okay. I do like nuts.
Okay, good. You scared me a little bit there. Anyways, I haven't had menudo in a long time. And I don't really miss it.
To be honest, I don't mind some good... Jason, one of the best foods I had on Disneyland was the Ronto Roaster vegan dough. I swear to God, we had two of those last time we went with Denise. We were like, this is fucking good. I'm not saying that there's some good vegan food, and I'm like, this is fucking good. You don't need meat. You're right. But it's funny, though. Like, at most time, when people want real vegan, like, burgers or something, it has as much calories as a regular burger. But see, it won't destroy. I get it. It won't destroy you as a red meat in your gut, you know, because it can be processed fast, easier.
Well, I mean, I think a common misconception is that people do veganism only because it's, quote, healthy. Like, there's plenty of unhealthy vegan food that is delicious. I mean, there's, like, most of them almost. Most of the fast food ones are going to be unhealthy. But it's also not going to destroy your arteries and your heart on the along the way. So, and it's also not killing animals, so...
No, Jason, we harvest animals and we kill animals. That's how it is going to be forever and ever. That's the sad truth, man.
Well, not forever and ever, because eventually that will lead to, it's already led to global warming and climate change. So as we continue to do it, we're destroying ourselves and the world. So in turn, it won't be forever and ever, because we are literally doing it to the point of no return. If I remember, the Incredible Whopper, a.k.a. Vegan Burger, had more calories than regular burger. Yeah, I mean, nobody's going to sit here and tell you that it's completely healthy. I wouldn't do that. There's this one place I was in Santa Ana. It's not there anymore. Oh, man, that place was fatty as fuck, but it was so good.
Vegan burger?
Vegan burger, vegan hot dog, oh, really? Vegan corn dog, vegan, the fries were vegan, but it had what was it called? You know, it was like the specialty fries and shit. The place was so good. It's not there anymore, but it's not incredibly healthy for you. There's a lot of healthy alternatives to it, but
one of the Denise's favorite tacos that we had in New York was nopal.
Mexicans, that was a favorite nopales, taco. Huh?
Yeah.
How do you feel about nopales as my co-Guatemalan?
I like it.
Yeah, I like nopales too.
No, I like nopales. And also, in Guatemalan culture, there's a lot of, the Mayans used to use a lot of, vegetables and plants and flowers. So, like, do you remember eating a lot? Remember, I don't know if you remember, Jason. There's a flower that we use a lot for eggs.
Yeah. The white one.
Yes,
I'm familiar. Yeah, I'm familiar. So, we used to have a tree. We used to have a tree in our front yard that grew that. My mom would cut it down, and then she'd make, like, the huevos with it. And yeah, it was good.
Hey, that, she...
It's not chaya, is it?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I forgot the name of it. Yeah, I can't remember either.
I'd have to ask her.
But, like, for example, during Eastern, we didn't eat any meats. My mom used to make only stuff that was vegetables, so it's not like I'm strange to that, and fish. She used to love making dry fish and putting sauce in it. Not my favorite. Dry fish is not my thing. It's too fishy for me, you know? But I'm not no stranger to vegan, Jason. I was just, you know, I'm just talking nonsense right now. But hey, I still love some meat, though. Trust me. I'm never going to let it go. Some steak, some ribs. Oh, my God, some ribs.
Why do you think you could go without it?
Maybe a week.
Flor de isote.
Yeah.
A week. No, Danny, it was just the character I was doing. I don't give a shit what you eat. If you only eat red meat because cows produce CO2, the more cows we eat, the better ozone. Because cows. No, the opposite. No, it's the opposite. The opposite.
Yeah.
Less cows eaten, the less CO2 is produced, because you're not harvesting as many cows. They are not laying down a whole shitstorm, and, you know, the gas is going up into the ozone layer.
Before we leave, there was this thing on, I think, a video of, like, those reels, and it shows, like, how much... Have you seen the video where they show how much different animals we eat?
I have seen that one, yeah.
I was surprised with the cats and dogs.
Yeah. I mean, a chef friend was telling me that, I think it was Sweden. I think Sweden eats dogs. I know there's a common conception, there's a common belief, or it's probably a little factual, but that Asian cultures eat dogs and cats, But yeah, he was telling me Swedish people. I think it was Sweden. I don't want to go after the whole country of Sweden. I can't remember, but it was like a country like that, a more developed country that was like, oh wow, they eat dogs.
I wouldn't eat a dog. I will not. That's what about thing horse that I will meat? Not. I don't know, cause my grandpa used to have horses, and I you know, horses are gentle creatures. They're really nice. Like horses dogs are
beautiful.
They're like, I don't know if I can see myself eating a horse either. Mm. I did eat a blue whale. That was sad, but crazy. It was all right.
A lot of them are endangered. Because, yeah. Again, global warming, climate change, their
temperature. Yeah, if we stop eating meat, maybe that would have fixed everything. But, you know, Jason, those ribs and those kind of salads are pretty good.
Yeah, good enough to not let your nieces and nephews go on and live their long life.
Sorry, I'm sorry. Let's see. It's the selfishness of our human beings, you know.
That's true.
We're never gonna change, Jason. We're never gonna change.
That's not true. There's a lot of people changing.
No, Jason. Look, Jason, let me tell you something about human nature. You know what showed me about this? Wall-E. You remember Wall-E?
Wall-E.
You remember what happened in Wall-E?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly where we're going to already.
We are. We are legitimately turning into that.
So, hey, we gotta go run.
I guess part of the problem is defeatism. A lot of people feel the same way you do. Everyone's defeated and they say, well, that's it. What's the point of changing? If we're all going downhill. It's going down. And what about carnitas? Pork is also another big contributor. That's what I'm telling you, Christian. I don't eat pork or beef. So.
He only eats chickens. You know the... A lot of people don't even want to eat, you know. Well, a lot of people don't want to eat anything that's related to any animals. But then a lot of people eat fruits. And also, like, just fruits? I don't know, but just eating just fruits.
There's a lot of crazy diets out there. A lot of crazy diets. I eat fish. I eat fish. I eat chicken. Seafood and chicken. But that's just me. That's just me. Well, it's not just me. It's a lot of people.
Yo, better get down from here, young boy. You better start eating some meat in your bones. You're really skinny right there. You need some meat right there. What? A little. What? You gonna eat some carrots to fill you up?
You know what's funny is actually when I stopped drinking sodas, when I noticed some weight. I didn't do it because I wanted to lose weight. I was never at a point where I was like, man, I'm really, really need to start losing weight for my own benefit. Are you worried about the high content of mercury in fish? No, I'm not worried about that. That's all fucking fake news. How could it have mercury? Because then the mercury would seek under to the other side of the flat earth. People really need to start using the brains. That concludes the show for today, ladies and gentlemen. On that note, sorry to get into a damper section. This was a classic tangent episode with a lot of tangents.
It's a lot of tangents, Jason, and I was thinking of something else for the next podcast.
Okay, shoot. Let's tease him.
Let's go some talking spooky, man. The spooky season is coming up, and I think we should do some spooky season stuff.
Not too soon? Okay. Be a couple weeks out of September, but we could do it. Zodiac signs, please. Not today, Christian. We got canceled for that the other day, but we'll be back soon, and maybe we'll conclude that in the next episode. But that will conclude today's episode of Sunday Morning Tangents. Don't forget, everybody, catch us live some Sundays, some Saturday mornings at youtube.com/@SundayMorningTangents, where you could like, subscribe, and hit that notification button so you could get notified every time we go live. And you could join us like Christian did, like Denise did, and Danny did earlier when he said hi, didn't say anything again. Catch us and listen to us anywhere you listen to podcasts. If you don't find us where you are at, let us know so we could add you. But I think we've hit everything on every podcast platform out there. If not, again, please let us know. Thank you for tuning in. We will continue doing our rankings the way we do our rankings. And if you don't like it, make your own podcast and let us join. And you could join us. And we could have a civil discussion about salsa verde Doritos. For now, catch us next week. That's been Danny. I've been Jason. This has been Sunday Morning Tangents with a couple of tan.
Couple of tangents right here.